Hello, my name is Lindsay, and this is the SOAR Spotlight, presented by SOAR Fox Cities in partnership with 91.1 The Avenue. SOAR Fox Cities' mission is to empower people with differing abilities, and we want to empower other agencies to share their stories as well. Find out more about SOAR at soarfoxcities.com. Today, we have Holly Keenan from Make the Ride Happen in our SOAR Spotlight. Welcome, Holly.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So what is Make the Ride Happen?
So Make the Ride Happen is a program with Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin Upper Michigan. And what we do is we provide comprehensive information to older adults and people with disabilities on transportation options. So we have a call center where people are at the phone and taking calls and helping people navigate the very cumbersome world of transportation. If you don't drive a car, you have to rely on a bunch of different options, and it's confusing and hard to navigate. So we're here to make it easier for people who are aging and those with differing abilities and their families to navigate and tell you exactly what you're eligible for, and this is how you sign up for it. So that's one part of our program. We also work closely with public transit agencies. We're working in Oshkosh primarily at this point, but if somebody can use the public bus, we're going to be able to do some one-on-one, what we call transit training, to teach them, get them comfortable with riding the bus. And so that's another service that we provide. Additionally, one of our newer programs is one that your organization has been involved with, is our Cycling Without Age program. And we're really excited because you've helped us launch that and provide some exposure in the community.
Yeah, we are all too familiar with transportation barriers here at SOAR, and we're so thankful for everything that you guys provide. I know you listed them a little bit. Do you want to give any more details on those services that Make the Ride Happen provides?
Well, the other, with Cycling Without Age, we just provide another mode of transportation with a trisha, and we offer and we train pilots to drive the trisha, and it's a bench on a bike, and we take people out into the community on our beautiful trails here in the Fox Cities to get them to see what great stuff we've done here for bicycle and cyclists. And we're pretty excited about that. It's really, really been neat because our older adult population really suffered during COVID. You know, isolation was just skyrocketing. We felt like anybody we touched with that trisha, getting them out in the community, smelling fresh air, was really, really good for them. So it's the little things in life, right? And our last program is our Winnebago Catch-A-Ride. And that program is helping the disadvantaged individuals who are trying to get back into the workforce in the city of Oshkosh. And these are people that want to work but don't have a car or can't drive, and we've helped them find transportation to get to their jobs.
And if somebody were listening and they wanted to access any of your services, the transportation trainings, help getting to jobs, trisha, cycling without age, all of those, where could they find more information or how could they access those services?
So we do have a website which features all the programs I just described, and it's maketherydehappen.org. And then, of course, our phone number, you can call us. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. And the phone number is 920-225-1719.
Wonderful. And how can our community support you?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers. We manage a volunteer driver program where we try to fill gaps in transportation. You know, we always have to go to existing services first. But when there are no programs or it's cost prohibitive, that's where our volunteer driver program comes in. And we're always looking for people that are like to drive and want to give back. It's a simple time commitment. You can give me whatever time you're willing. So call us if you're interested in that. We're also looking for pilots. That's what we call the riders of the trisha, if somebody's a cyclist. And just, I think, making people around you aware of us, that if they get in that situation, they need help with transportation, to call us and we'll try to help you navigate everything.
Is there any other information you'd like to highlight before our time is up today?
Well, I think that in general, I think what we need to know is that we are very fortunate. We do have a lot of good programs here in the Fox Cities as compared to other parts of the state, but it's hard to navigate. And so if somebody's having trouble with that. We don't want them to sit home and be isolated. We want them to live their lives. I mean, that's really, it's the small things, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to be able to get them out to get to that beauty shop, and we want them to be able to go and visit with their friends and all those things. That is just overall health. It's not just medical, it's psychological and spiritual, all those things.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for this just invaluable service that you provide our community.
Thank you too, because you play an integral part on the great things you've done with people with differing abilities. It's just a great, great program that you do as well.
Well, thank you, Holly. Again, this has been Make the Ride Happen in the SOAR Spotlight, presented by SOAR Fox Cities in partnership with 91.1 The Avenue. Find out more about SOAR at soarfoxcities.com.